Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Sin always at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His mercy, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior all the day long.
谢谢，请坐。
早上好。
Good morning。
感谢主，我们可以来到神的殿中。
Praise the Lord that we can all worship in the house of the Lord。
你们看见我穿的很正规。
Look at how formal official I dress。
因为我要上讲台，我就穿的比较正规一点。
Because I need to stand in front of you at the pulpit。
好，我先做个祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你把我们众弟兄姊妹和朋友聚在这里。耶稣也求你高孩子的口，使我的口是受圣灵的引导，主啊，可以传讲你的话语，也打动众人的心，让我们口唱心和，让我们一心来听你的话语，让我们今天听了以后要有得着，主啊，我们真的是这样来仰望你，感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿们。好，我今天讲的题就是神授权约书亚。
Today I'm going to talk about God commissions Joshua。
这个是在约书亚书第一章第一节到第九节。
It is from the book of Joshua, from chapter 1, verse 1 to 9.
好，我一节一节的来讲。
I'm going to talk about it verse by verse。
我来看看啊，我先熟悉一下我这个幻灯怎么好。这个第一个呢，就是历史的重任。
First is about an important task in history。
因为摩西是老一代的以色列领导。
Moses is the older generation leader of the Israelites.
老一代的领导肯定是会过去的。
And when the old generation passed away,
那么新的领导呢要产生出来。
And the next generation leader will come up, step up.
这个是在每个教会都会发生的事情。
It's like in the church, in everywhere.
我们教会会是这样的。
Same as in our church.
我有一天可能也不会站讲台了。
And one day I will not be standing up front here.
我希望下一代的人可以站起来。
I wish that they will have a next generation come up instead of me.
老一代的人死了，新一代的人要接班。
The old generation passed away, and the responsibilities are being passed on to the next generation.
就好像那个比赛一样，接力棒一样。
It's like passing the baton.
好，我来读这个第一个经文啊，看看。好，约书亚记第一章第一节。
Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide,Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites.
大家知道，当时以色列人有几百万人。
You know that at that time, the Israelites have a number, total number of millions.
为什么这么多人里面独独选了这个约书亚呢？
And in that millions, why just picked Joshua?
大家有没有想过为什么独独单选约书亚？
Why would God just pick Joshua?
因为约书亚他从小到大都遵循神的话语。
Because from very young age, Joshua continue follow the words of the Lord.
好，约书亚当时的年龄呢是大概85岁左右。
At that time, Joshua was about 85 years old.
他40岁跟着摩西出埃及，大概是那个年龄吧，40到45岁。
At 40, he first came out of Egypt and following Moses.
好。他的名字呢，就是说，这个约书亚的这个名字的意思就是耶和华救主，或者耶和华是救恩。
Well, the name of the word Joshua in Hebrews means Joshua is it means Jehovah is salvation, Jehovah saves.
约书亚这个是个希伯来文的发音。
Joshua is a Hebrew word.
但是如果把它变成希腊文的话，
if it is in Greek.
他就是耶稣。
It's equivalent to the name Jesus.
耶稣的名字呢也是这样的。
And the name of Jesus had the same meaning.
他就是说，耶稣的名字就是说，他要将自己的百姓从罪恶中救出来。
The name of Jesus means that he will save his people from their sins.
所以说，旧约的约书亚是预表了新约的耶稣。
So Joshua in the Old Testament is also implicates Jesus Christ, the Lord of the New Testament.
为什么约书亚可以接任呢？
And why the baton being passed on to Joshua?
那我们看看约书亚的生平中的几个亮点。
Let's look at some of the highlights in Joshua's life.
那么第一个呢，就是他去上山去领十诫的时候，约书亚是和摩西一起去的。
First, when Moses set out to the mountain of God, Joshua went up with Moses.
这个不是说谁都可以去的地方。
It is not a place where anyone can go.
这是一个神圣的地方。
It is a holy place.
当时以色列神要发颁布十诫的时候
，When God is about to give the Ten Commandments to the Israelites,
所有的人都不能到山脚下去的。都不能去那个离那个山很近的。
None of the Israelites, other than Moses and Joshua, can go near to that mountain.
所以说，人人都站的离得很远的。
So everyone was far away from the mountain.
然后呢，约书亚是跟着去的。
Only Joshua followed Moses.
所以说，这个是他是圣洁的人。
So that means that Joshua is a holy person.
那么下一个呢，就是。好，和这个亚玛力人征战的时候，他也在那里。
During the war against the Amalekites,
我记得文波在讲到这一点，讲得非常精彩。
I remember Wen Bo talked about this in his last sermon.
这个摩西、富尔和这个叫亚伦在山上祷告。
Moses, Aaron, and Hur went atop the mountain, went atop the hill to pray.
约书亚在山下打仗。
And Joshua fought against the Amalekites at the bottom of the hill.
山上山下互相配合。
On top of the hill and the bottom of the hill, they worked together.
所以说打了大胜仗。
They brought together a great victory.
约书亚是一个常胜将军。
Joshua is a general that never lost.
好，那么还有一个亮点呢，就是。
And there's one another highlight about Joshua.
就是摩西差派了12个支派的探子去勘测迦南地。
When Moses sent 12 men to spy out the promised land, Canaan.
然后呢，约书亚是其中的一个探子。
Joshua was one of the spies.
大概有10个探子说：“哎呀，我们肯定要打败仗的。”
Ten of the spies came back and were demoralized.
他说啊，那个迦南地确实是很美的。
They said that even the land is fertile.
哎呀，葡萄又长得大。
The grapes were huge, great, wonderful.
啊，然后对不起，那水果呢又长得甜。
The fruits
但是那的人呢长得很高。
But the people there were powerful and tall.
我们看他啊，他长得太高了。
They were too tall comparing to us.
我们就像蚂蚱一样。
We seems like grasshopper to the eyes.
哎呦，你想一想，这个小的动物啊。和那个大的那个人，这个比较太大，这个差别太大了。
Comparing a grasshopper to a giant.
我们这里面有一个人叫大张。
One of us called 大张。
Big Z.
Big Z.
Big Z 长得很高的。
He's a very tall person.
但是呢，我看到他呢，我还是不觉得我是蚂蚱。
When I compare to him, I wouldn't think of myself as a grasshopper.
我最多嘛是他的一半嘛，对不对？
I imagine that I'm only half his size.
如果把自己觉得像蚂蚱一样，那太，我觉得讲的这个话太丢人了。
If I compare myself as a grasshopper towards him, that the
sorry, 好啊，那就是很不好的哈。但是约书亚呢，很有信心。
But Joshua is confident.
他说依靠耶和华一定能够打胜仗的。
He said if they rely on the Lord, they will, God will bring them victory.
如果耶和华与我们同在，我们怎能不打胜仇敌呢？
If the Lord is with us, we will swallow our enemies.
所以说他是非常有信心的人。
So Joshua is a very faithful person.
所以说耶和华这样的评价他的。
So that's how the Lord's comment on Joshua.
就是嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来按手在他的头上。
Joshua, son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand on him.
这个是在民数记27:18。
This is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 18.
说他心中有圣灵。
So in his heart, Joshua is the Spirit.
所以说你要按手在他的头上。
So Moses needs to lay his hand on him.
所以说你把手按在头上，就是说差派他、委派他、给他赋予重任的意思。
It is a symbol of commissioning the person.
好，那我们也知道大卫王啊。
You also know that King David.
大卫王是打败了哥利亚的。
David defeated Goliath.
但是他平时呢就做得很好。
In the normal days, regular days, so he's been faithful.
他平时就可以打败狮子和熊。
He was able to take down the other lions and bears.
如果他平时不能打败狮子和熊的话，他暂时呢，就打仗的时候呢，就不能打败哥利亚。
Well, he has faith that the Lord can deliver him from the lions and the bear, and in the battle against the Goliath, that's why he has the same faith in the Lord.
所以说，哥利亚，约这个。大卫可以打败哥利亚不是偶然的。
So it's not by accident that David defeated Goliath.
所以说以同样来说，约书亚受到神的重视也不是偶然的。
The same applies to Joshua. It's not by accident that God chose Joshua.
因为他从小到大都展现出来他信靠耶和华。
Because Joshua has always been faithful to the Lord.
所以说神可以赋予他重任。
So he's trustworthy to the Lord.
我们再看下一章。好，第二个呢就是神的应许。
The second is the promise of the Lord.
好，这个就是约书亚记1:3-4。
This is the book of Joshua, chapter 1:3-4.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许耶和华，应许摩西的话赐给你们了，从旷野和这黎巴嫩直到百拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。
I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river the Euphrates, all the Hittite countries to the great sea on the west.
这个呢，就是神给亚伯拉罕许约的延续。
This is a continuation to the promises that God promised Abraham.
早在创世纪15:18，神就应许了亚伯拉罕。
It was in Genesis chapter 15. God promised Abraham.
神这样讲的，他说亚伯拉罕与耶和华与亚伯拉罕立约说，我已赐给你的后裔从埃及河直到百拉大河之地，就是基尼人、基尼喜人、亚摩利人、何人、比利喜人、利法因人、亚摩利人迦南人、格加撒人、耶布斯人之地。
Genesis chapter 15 verse 18. On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, to Euphrates, the land of the Canaanites, Kenizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Rephites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, Jebusites.
哇，很多不同的人啊。
A lot of different people.
啊，我们就看这个地图。
And let's look at the map.
啊，这个就是你看这个版图很大的。啊，我只看看这个啊，你看这条线我这样走上来的话，这个是伯拉大河，也就是幼发拉底河。
To the right side is the river of Euphrates.
啊，这就是埃及这个河就是延伸过来。
And that is the river of Egypt.
啊，你看它这个是很大的一条河啊，你看没有？这个很大的地盘啊。
It's a huge boundary.
所以说，神就把这么好的地就全部给他了。
God intended to give this land to the Israelites.
到了这个所罗门时代呢，就是约书亚以后的这个时代啊。
By the time of the Solomon era.
这个以色列人就得了这个应许地。
This is the promised land the Israelites inherit.
啊，其实应许地还要远得多，还要到这儿来。
It's supposed to be much larger than this.
其实还是再得了一小溜啊。实际上你真正看到就是，它应许地还要大得多。
The promised land is supposed to be much larger than this on the map.
所以说，神对约书亚说。
So God told Joshua.
你脚掌所踏之地都是你的啊，脚踏就是你脚踩到的地方，你只要走到那里，你就是这个地就是你的了。
Wherever you set foot on, the land is yours.
所以说，神把这么大的应许呢，就赐给了这个约书亚，叫约书亚完成这个任务。
So God passed this promise to Joshua. To, he wants Joshua to finish, to complete the task.
然后呢，就是神的鼓励。
And God encouraged Joshua.
神不是说把个工作给你了，他就不管了。
God doesn't just pass give you the job and then he forget about it.
神还会来鼓励你。
God will encourage you.
神怎么鼓励的呢
？How does God encourage you?
你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住，我怎样与摩西同在也必照样与你同在，我必不撇下你也不丢弃你。
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
没有一个人能够站立在约书亚面前。
No one will be able to stand against Joshua.
所以说，也就是说，你每一个人你都可以打败的。
So Joshua can win against anyone.
神一直和摩西同在的。
God had been with Moses all the time.
大家可不可以举个例子，神怎样在旷野与摩西同在的
？Can you think of an example while how?
有没有？有没有个例子
？In the desert.
任何一个例子？哦，没有啊。啊，这是不好意思啊。哦，他说脸面神摩西的脸面发光，就是神光照他了。
Moses' face turned
shine.
啊，
还有呢
，Lord shine through
Moses. 摩西呢，就是让马拉就祷告神，马拉就下来了。
And when Moses prayed, heaven, manna comes from the sky.
所以说，神昨日、今日、直到永远是永远不变的。
So God is the same yesterday and today and forever.
所以说，神说我不撇下你， 也不丢弃你。
I said I will not leave you nor forsake you.
哎，耶稣也这样说了话的。
That's Jesus also said something like that.
他在约翰福音十四章十八节，他对门徒说：“我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。”
In the Gospel of John, Jesus said to his disciples, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you."
啊，我们不是孤儿啊。
We are not orphans.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the sons and daughters of the Lord.
Shannon 是神的王子。哎呀
，I am a son of the one of the sons of the Lord.
Prince
of the Lord.
Anne 是神的公主。
Anne is the princess of the Lord.
啊，好，哎，不是孤儿啊，肯定不是孤儿的。
We are not orphans.
所以说，神就这样应许了。
So that's God's promise.
在以赛亚书49:15。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 15,
神这样说的
God said,
妇人岂能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子吗？
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born?
这是不可能的。
That's not possible.
然后又说了一句
And then he said,
既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
可能也有母亲忘记孩子的。
There may be a mother who forget her own child.
我们有时候看新闻呢，我突然想到的一个新闻。
Sometimes I read the news.
天气太热了。天气很热。
In a hot day.
他把那个孩子放在这个车里面。
A mother would leave her kid inside the car.
然后就去买东西去了。
And then go shopping.
然后孩子就在里面热死了。
And the kid would die from heat stroke in the car.
神绝不会做这样的事情的。
God would never do that to you.
好，所以说神的鼓励约书亚不要怕。
So God encouraged Joshua not to be afraid.
神这样说的。
That's the word of the Lord.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐福他们的地。
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them.
刚强。壮胆
Be strong and courageous.
你必使这地承受为业。你必然就
Be careful to obey all the, okay, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers.
他说你必不是说你可能你也许
Not, it's not a perhaps or maybe. It's a
说必就是必然做到。
It is a definite meaning.
然后呢，又说第七节，只要刚强，大大壮胆。
And on verse 7, be strong and very courageous.
谨守遵守我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论到哪里去都可以顺利。
Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go.
所以说刚强壮胆这是一个很重要的两个词
Be strong and courageous is a very important word
你知道刚强壮胆你就可以完成神的使命
Be strong and courageous you will complete the task God gave you
神说话是很厉害的神的话是很有力量的
God's word is powerful
神说立就立
For the Lord commanded and it stood firm
神说要有光就有了光
The Lord said let there be light and there was light
所以说我们创造宇宙天地万物的主宰说的话就是很霸气的
Shall we not be in awe of the creator of the heavens and the earth
刚强壮胆
Be strong and courageous
我希望我们每一个人包括我自己都要刚强壮胆
I hope that every one of us including myself to be strong and courageous
好我们再看这个耶稣怎么说的
And let's look at how JesusTalk about this.
在约翰福音16:33
In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33,
耶稣说：“我将这些事情告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但是你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。”
Jesus said, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world."
所以说你看在世界上很多，你看周遭的环境啊，你可能会有时候会就是灰心，会是上胆，或者是说气馁。
Look at everything that happened around us these days. You may be discouraged or demoralized.
但是你如果定睛在耶稣的身上，
but if you fix upon your eyes upon Jesus,
你就可以放心了。
Then you can have peace.
你就可以刚强壮胆了。
You can be strong and courageous.
你就可以胜过世界了。
You can overcome the world.
实际上不是你胜过世界。
The truth is, it's not you who overcome the world.
是耶稣胜过世界。
It's Jesus who have overcome the world.
好，保罗也这样讲的。
The same way Paul said that.
保罗鼓励提摩太。
Paul encouraged Timothy.
保罗是老一代的，提摩太是新的一代的。
Paul is the older generation, and Timothy is the younger generation.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
保罗说，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity.
所以说不要人家看你，不要人让人小看你年轻。
So don't let people look down on you because you are young.
因为你和神同在。
Because the Lord is with you.
所以说你可以做出榜样来。
So you can set an example for the others.
好，我们再看下一个，神的嘱咐。
It's about the exhortation of the Lord, the command.
神的应许，神的鼓励，然后神在嘱咐你说一些话了。
God's promise, God's encouragement, and God's command, exhortation.
好，你看啊。好，下面一章哈，啊，第八节说，神嘱咐说，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨受，遵行这书上所说的所写的一切话，如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Verse 8 of Joshua chapter 1. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it.Then you will be prosperous and successful.
这个律法书不可离开你的口。
The book of the law should not depart from your mouth.
昼夜思想。
You should meditate on it day and night.
白天也要想，晚上也要想。
Meditate on it day and night.
你这样想了以后呢，你才能遵守这书上的一切话。
For after you understand what it says, you will follow.
所以说你要先想，你才能行出来，对不对？
So that you have to consider, ponder it before you act it out.
如果你不想的话，我想的话，你就行，都行，就不可能行出来。
If you don't think, you will not act it out.
这样来呢，你的道路就可以亨通。
For that, you will be prosperous and successful.
你做什么事情都很顺利。
Everything will be successful.
你知道吗？在以色列的历史上
，So in the history of Israel.
这个神都给这个王啊一本书，就是律法书，就是神的话语。
The Lord has passed the word of himself to the king of Israel.
你只要照着这个律法书上的去做呢，你就顺利。
As long as they abide by the law of the Lord, they will be prosperous.
你就可以打胜仗。
They can win at war.
你如果违背呢
？If you defy it,
你就不能打胜仗。
You will lose.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
好，诗篇啊，第一章第二节第三节这样讲的。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
好，说唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
啊，你如果天天都在想神的话语
，If you try to memorize the word of the Lord every day，
白天你在想
，day and night，
晚上你做梦也在想
，meditate in the day and meditate at night，
你说梦话也在想
，and even while you're dreaming，
那你就是有福的
，then you're prosperous， you'll be prosperous。
哎，真的，我觉得是这是有福的
，I agree to that。
你就想其他的事情就想的少了。
You have less time to think about other things.
啊，世界上的事情太多了。
There are too many things to worry about in this world.
你想不过来的。
You can't worry about all of them.
你逃避这个，我说一句不好听的话，你逃避现实的话，你就好好读神的话语。
If you want to escape from the reality, read the book, read the word of the Lord.
你就想神的话语。
You think about the word of the Lord.
你就有福气了。
Then you will be blessed.
好，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Verse 3, he is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
栽在溪水旁的树就长得很茂盛，对不对？
When a tree is by the stream of water, it will be fertile.
如果干旱来的时候，它还是生长得很旺盛。
And when there's a drought, it will still grow well.
好，因为它有水嘛。
Because it's by the water.
它的根就跑到水底下去了。
Then the root of the tree is stuck deep down and can reach the water.
它就可以吸收养分，吸收水分。
You can get enough water or nutrients.
如果这个树啊离溪水很远，
If the tree is far away from the water,
如果干旱来了，
When the drought comes,
它就没有水了，
It does not get enough water,
它不能结果子，
It cannot be fruitful,
说不定呢还会干死，
And at the end it will die.
所以说你读神的话语就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁一样。
So therefore, reading the Lord of the word, the word of the Lord, you are like a tree planted next to the stream of water.
你可以结果子。
You can yield fruit.
你想做什么，但是按照神的旨意，你想做什么就成就什么。
And according to the Lord's will, you will be successful.
所以说你所做的尽都顺利。
So everything you do will be successful.
好，我们再看。然后呢？神再嘱咐。
And God commanded once again.
我看这一句最后一句经文。
It's the last word of today.
我岂没有吩咐你？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
或许约书亚心里还有害怕。
Perhaps Joshua was still afraid.
谁没有害怕呢？
Who wouldn't?
我们都是人，肯定是有害怕的时候。
We would all be afraid.
神看出来他的心思意念。
The Lord saw through Joshua.
所以说就责问他
and rebuked him.
我岂没有告诉你吗？
Have I not commanded you?
哎，虽然这个是没有，这个圣经里面没有这个神和约书亚的对话。
It did not record the conversation between the Lord and Joshua.
但是把神的这个洞察力已经在这件经文里面呢表现出来了。
But the passage portrayed God's has already noticed.The heart of Joshua.
所以说真的是神一眼就看到了。
So God saw through Joshua.
所以说神不等约书亚回答就接着说。
So he did not wait for Joshua to answer, but continued.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
哎，对大家说你当刚强壮胆，所有说一说。
Be strong and courageous.
别假的。好，好嘞。他说不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged.
告诉他不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。哦，还点了头的，好，不错。好。因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
告诉他说什么？哦，也说了个好字，好好。哦，还说了阿们啊，不错。好，所以说神和你同在
，So God be with you，
你就不怕了。
Then you will not be afraid。
或者说， 神和你同在。
God be with you.
你的那个胆小的就可以小到最小的地步。
You will not be discouraged.
好，耶稣也是这样鼓励门徒的。
In the same way, Jesus encouraged his disciples.
在马太福音28:18-20节。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说。
And Jesus came to them and said.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
The all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
耶稣有天上地下所有的权柄。
Jesus has the authority in all heavens and earth.
没有一个人能够战胜耶稣。
No one can stand against Jesus.
没有一个人比耶稣还大。
No one is greater than Jesus.
他说所有的权柄都归给他了，那就是这样的。
So all authority has been given to him.
他要门徒相信。
He wants his disciples to believe.
他要门徒有信念。
He wants his disciples to have confidence.
对，他要门徒有信心。
He wants his disciples to have confidence.
啊，他说，然后他再说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
凡我吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在。
And then surely I am with you always.
直到世界的末了。
To the very end of the age.
他说，你只要遵守我的话。
As long as you follow the word, my word.
我就和你同在
，and I will be with you，
直到世界的末了
，to the very end of the age。
所以说，遵循神的话是很重要的。
So obeying the word of the Lord is very important。
是与神同在的前提。
It is the most important thing。
对，就是说
before God will be with you。
好，所以说我们要遵守神的话语。
We have to obey the word of the Lord.
所以说，神呢就把这个事情呢就把重任差派给约书亚。
So God passed the responsibilities to Joshua.
他教导约书亚当刚强壮胆。
He encouraged Joshua to be strong and courageous.
刚强壮胆的这个首要的条件呢
？The first criteria of being strong and courageous
就是遵循神的话语。
Is to obey the word of the Lord.
遵循神的话语，要老是要想神的话语。
You have to think about meditate day and night the word of the Lord.
我讲这个道之前呢
，Before I come up with this sermon，
我都喜欢叫人帮我祷告。
I would like to ask people to pray for me.
我还有病人帮我祷告。
I also ask
my
patient to pray for me.
我说我这个周星期天要祷告，要讲道。
I told them that I have to give a sermon this Sunday.
那个一个病人还打电话过来。
A patient of mine called me in particular.
他说我为你祷告了。
I prayed for you.
你讲完了以后，你给我说一下怎么样？
After your sermon, could you let me know how it goes?
我有时候打，我每个星期有时我要给这个中国的一个基督徒要打电话。
I also call a Christian in mainland China.
我也跟他说我要讲道。
I told him that I'm going to give a sermon.
他说我和我妈妈都为你祷告。
So he said that me and my mother are going to pray for you.
我说谢谢。
I said thank you.
所以说我就是好好的来让大家为我祷告。
I would like to ask people to pray for me.
然后呢，再慢慢想神的话语。
And then meditate on the words of the Lord.
然后就把它写出来。
And then write it out.
所以说，神可以把重任交给约书亚。
So God can give Joshua great responsibility.
因为约书亚他从小到大都展现了他信任耶和华。
Because Joshua has demonstrated that he is faithful to the Lord always.
所以说他成为了以色列下一代的领袖。
So he became the next generation leader of the Israelites.
带领以色列人进入迦南地。
Let them into the promised land, Canaan.
神也许会把这个重任交在我的身上。 就是我们在座的每个人的身上。
God also gives me great responsibility.
愿我们每一个人
I wish all of us
好好读神的话语
Read the word of the Lord.
让神把重任交给你
And may the Lord give you great responsibility.
在大事小事上都忠心侍奉
No matter it's big things or little things, be faithful.
所以说神可能亲自差派你
And God will commission you.
按手在你的身上
Lay hand on you.
在你心里说话
and talk to you.
我们人生的目的
and the purpose of our life.
我们基督徒人生的目的
the purpose of Christian life.
就是侍奉耶和华
is to serve the Lord.
好，我做个祷告
pray. Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，你能够把重任交给约书亚，因为约书亚从小到大遵循你的话语，为你侍奉，读你的话语。所以我们在约书亚的生平中，在以后的讲道中，我们还会看到约书亚真的是能够承受，能够承担，能够完成神交给他的重任。主啊，真的是求你让我们每个人，每个基督徒都向你说，我愿意来侍奉你，我愿意承受你交给我的重任。主，我们真的是这样来仰望你。主，愿你的国度降临，愿你的国度扩展。主啊，这就是靠我们每一个人，每一个人在你里面忠心的侍奉。感谢赞美主，这样的祷告乃是奉靠我主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。阿们。
起立来唱回应诗歌好吗？ Below my vision，
Below my vision， O Lord of my heart， Now be all else to meSay that thou art my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light.Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word. I ever with thee and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father and thy true Son.Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. High King of heaven, my victory won.May I reach heaven's joys or bright heaven's song. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
我们仍然站立，我们来唱三一颂。哦、
赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩， 天使天君赞美主名，赞美神父圣子圣灵。阿
门。来，我们请Sarah为我们做反对。